Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 452 for Monday, June 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was stronger Monday, seeing a corrective bounce after last week's sharp losses. Canola was up $5 to $8, the November contract up $6.10 at $483 per ton. Oversold price sentiment, end-user bargain hunting, and a spillover support from a rally in Chicago soybeans all contributed to the firmer tone in canola. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which dropped sharply on Friday following the British referendum on leaving the European Union, added to today's gains in canola, as the falling currency makes exports more attractive to global buyers. However, relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada did remain a bearish influence in the background. The nearby technical bias is also still pointed lower. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up, wheat down, and corn held relatively steady. Soybeans up 10 to 30 cents, the November contract up 26 cents at $11.05 per bushel. Oversold price sentiment was a primary driver behind today's fund buying in beans, while solid export demand also underpinned the futures. The USDA reported fresh export sales this morning of 150,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations. Forecasts calling for drier weather across parts of the Midwest were also a bit supportive. The USDA releases its updated acreage estimates later this week on Thursday, and positioning ahead of that report should be a feature the next few days, with most industry participants expecting an upward revision for soybean acres and lower corn acres. Corn was up a penny to down a penny today, the September contract up a quarter cent at $3.89 and a quarter per bushel. While oversold price sentiment was also a bit supportive for corn, that grain was hard-pressed to see much upside of its own after losses in wheat weighed on the other side. Rising production prospects out of the Black Sea region were also a bit bearish, although solid export demand for U.S. corn was supportive. For wheat, prices were down 5 to 9 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.58 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure, bearish technical signals, and strength in the U.S. dollar index all put pressure on wheat. But weekly U.S. wheat export inspections at over 500,000 tons were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.